Singapore and fifth Golok Deep, Rabat Deep, and sixth Roshan Deep, Rishab Deep, seventh Madhav Dhrumad Deep, then eighth
Janadvet,
and tenth is ninth is Rudra Deep. These are the nine Deepas. And every Deepa is compared to Navadha Bhakti, Ravanam, Kishtana, Smarana, Arsana, Vandana, Darsya, Sarukka, Atmaniyadana, Ravanam, Kishtana, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Arsanam, Vandanam, Darsyam, Sarukkam, Atmaniyadana. These are the nine. So, nine bhaktis. And those nine bhaktis, śravaṇa, true śravaṇa, hearing, nāma, who reach the Lord, who, Parikṣit Maharaj, like śravaṇānga, only he held from, no other bhakti function he had done. Only he held continuously for 7 days, without food, without water, without sleep, he held Bhagavata. That is only sadhana. One sadhana can reach the Lord only by his listening. And who told this? Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami is the son of Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva, you must know this. You must know this. You cannot remember. Write in the balance. Unless you come here, you cannot hear this. Nobody will tell you. And you see, and Sukadeva Goswami, he repeated Bhagavata 7 days. When Parikṣit Maharaj, he was the emperor of India, he went to the forest, and in the forest it was late, feeling thirsty. He went to the ashram of Samit Muni. Samit Muni. The name of that Muni is Samit. He was engaged in penance and controlled his senses. So he went there and asked, Swami, slowly, Sir, I have come. I am Parikṣit. I have come to the forest. Now I feel very much thirsty. Please, your money to the Lord. So he could not listen the request. Now he did not give any reply, nor water request. Then Parikṣit Maharaj became little angry. He thought, I am the ruler, I am the monarch of this place, and due to my presence, all the munis and rishis perform yajna, perform sabha, meditation and renunciation and devotion, everything can be done under my influence. But it is a pity that the rishi ashram, what can we ask more? Only little water he cannot give. So he was a little irritated. And with anger he was returning. And suddenly he saw a dead body of a snake was lying there. So with his arrow he lifted it and placed it round that muni and went away. Boy singing. He was playing with other boys, Another voice complained, see that you are a father. Now he is having a serpent, dead snake on his, around his neck. And he saw that father got this punishment from somebody. Then he went to the river and took water. That one who has committed this sin or offense, he must die on the seventh day. Only 7 days he can survive in this world. And he went away. Now, crying, the boy came to his father. And the father now heard him cry and said, what is the matter? The matter is, some fellow has committed offense at your feet. Yes, you have a dead snake around your neck. I have cursed him. 7 days after he will die. Then he was very much astonished and even was feeling by Maharaja. So a small offense, you have given such a huge punishment very too much. You are a young boy, so pray Lord, let the small boy's word may not carry its value. Very upset. But that the curse was held by Parikshit Maharaj in his home. He has not taken breath. He is only there, not even water. He heard that somebody told that Samit Rishi's boy, King Rishi, has cursed him, that he will die on the seventh day, tomorrow, next day. So the third, yes, I have committed offense. So it is the punishment I must receive. So saying, he gave all the empire to his son. You look after. I will go away from here immediately. So from there he went to Bihar state. There is a place called near on the banks of Ganga. Sukhartal.
Sukhartal. Samyaprastha.
No.
Sukhartal.
Sukhartal. It was Sukhartal. Just the banks of Ganga. Now he facing towards north. He said that. He said, I will never take you. I will remain like this 7 days and die. Then all rishis and munis, sannyasis, and all brahmacharis and all worship several thousands. They heard that Maharaj was born, he was cursed by Nankalo. Now we shall go and stand that. For 7 days we also must remain there. So all of them went. And now Parikshit Maharaj offered his prostrations to all that I have committed offense. Due to my offense, I must get the warning in the world, the sixth world. I got punishment I must have. Now I will go on the seventh day. But in these 7 days, how can I reach Vaikuntha? You must give me simple shortcut so that without difficulty I can. Then some said you perform penance, some said you perform yoga, some said you perform this and that, so many methods they have informed me. But he was not satisfied. They were not satisfied with their answer. They were waiting because their his forefathers were helped by Lord Krishna. Now I am the descendant of the Pandavas. Now I depend upon the mercy of the Lord Krishna who helped the Pandavas. Now at this moment Lord Krishna must help me. So I was waiting for Krishna's mercy. All of a sudden, a young boy, youth, the naked body, playing with boys, they came there. And seeing him, he said, Sannityatya Mahajogin, Vatagami Mahantapi, Sadyo Nasyanti Vaipunsam Vishnu Rega Suresara. I am happy. Mune, you have come here. Seeing you, all my sins have gone. And there are so many saints here, hundreds and thousands. But when you have come, all my sins were evaporated. Now, please tell me, one who is near the death, one who has got 1 foot on the death graveyard, what he must listen, what he must do, what he must remember, what tapas he will do, what penance he will do, what meditation he will meditation he should do, and what is the remedy. Now you have to inform me. I beg you. Because all of them not good there, nobody to give them food. Nobody requires food because the Raja is there, he will go without food. Why should you survive in this? Because when he goes away, we cannot enjoy peace. All of us suffer. So now he says, how can I serve you? Only Ganga is there. Hare Krishna is there. Because Ganga will help us.
Now,
Sukadeva Goswami said, Maharaja, no fear, no fear. You have got 7 days, very long time. But in these 7 days, I will repeat the Bhagavatam I have heard from my father. 18,000 texts I will repeat. As it is, I will repeat before you. You will go. Without any suffering, you will go from this body, you will go. No fear. Khatvanga, who helped it, all the demigods. The demigods said, Maharaja, you have helped. Now what shall I, we can give you, how we can help you? Then he asked, how long can I survive? Tell me first. Just you will survive only for 1 or 2 hours. After 2 hours, you will give Indra's throne. After 2 hours, you say, get down. So I don't want any boon from you. I want just only I have got small life in 2 hours. Within 2 hours, I must reach Vaikuntha. You show me, you recommend. Then they said, yes, we all recommend you that within 2 hours you will reach Vaikuntha. And again, he has gone to Vaikuntha. You have got 7 days. Now, fear, Maharaja, I give you guarantee. After 7 days, you will go to Vaikuntha. You will go, no fear. Now you hear Bhagavatam from me. Now you repeat it day and night Bhagavatam. No rest, no sleep, 7 days. Because Raja Sahib put just food and tiffin for 10 times a day. Now he is without water, without sleep, without food. Why should we He is a yogi, no food is wanted for him, no matter what he says, I get it. And while he was stopping, 1 minute, 1 minute, 2 minutes, and he giving rest to the king, then the king says, no sir, you cannot stop, because in 7 days I will go. If you delay 2 minutes, then you cannot complete the whole Bhagavad, because 2 minutes will be wanted there. So don't stop. Go on repeating, I will hear. Sammo pajatam prasidanti vipraam. Gangata devi dhukacitpam esya. Niyoga srishta guhakasta chikova. Dasat alam gayata vishnam. You please repeat. Let tachyaka or some other snake or some other venomous snake, poisonous snake come and kill me. I am not afraid of death. I am never afraid of death. Let it come. I don't fear. You go on repeating. You are repeated. What I hear from you is only nectar. That nectar cannot destroy me. It will save me. So you please repeat. Then he repeated for 7 days. After 7 days, there is some time, 1 hour or 2 hours time. Now Sukadeva said, now I will go away, Maharaj. You will go just now. After 2 hours you will go. He has completed and has gone. Now mother came to Parikshita Maharaja, requested him to inform the whole matter which he held from Sukadeva Goswami in a nutshell, within half an hour. Go please picture. So that is now called Bhagavata. What is that Bhagavata?
Sapta.
Written by Sanatana Goswami.
Priya Bhagavata. Priya Bhagavata.
Bhagavata. Bhagavata. Bhagavata. Bhagavata. Then we went away. Then Satchaka was coming, because till half an hour more, so he was coming to kill. But at the same time, one rishi, his name is coming. Parashara, some name is there. He is also coming. And he asked, Takshata, where are you going? Today I must kill Parikshita Maharaj. It is previously it is arranged by God. So I am going there. Where are you going? And if you kill Parikshita Maharaj, I will save him. Save. I have no debt. I am Parikshita. If I bite, you can save. Yes. To touch that was a big people tree. He broke tree. And immediately all the leaves are falling. Then he said, yes, stop. Then he said, please allow me. Then mantra, gave mantra. All the leaves are standing erect. No one leaf is falling. Then they said, no, sir, you please don't come. I beg you to return from here. So from there he returned. So this is the story of Bhagavata. And Bhagavata is 18,000 slokams, day and night. There is no second personality in this world, in anywhere. Not only whole world, in other religions do you find such a listener, like Parikshita, and a speaker like Goswami. And Sukadeva Goswami after birth, he was going to the forest father unable to leave such a learned scholar and a yogi son, so he followed him. They followed, but though he said, Hakumara, 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 my son, no reply. Only the trees, they repeat, Hakumara, Hakumara. Now, Dasadeva thought he won't return. So he came back, and while returning, he saw in Mandakini all the damsels, they were playing with naked bodies. And then they saw, Dasadeva, they thought that she will punch us, she will curse us. So all of them came and took their clothes. Vyasa went there and asked, did you see a boy who went this way? Did you see? Then he said, Vyasa, you seeing that young boy in Dhananavarapti, I will shave, but I am old. This old fellow, seeing this fellow, you felt ashamed. Is a wonder. Then they said, no, your boy doesn't know what is male and what is female. You know the distinction between male and female, the treatment between male and female, you know. So, afraid of your curse, just we came out and told God. But we saw your son going this way, we thought some beast was going. No human being who has got this knowledge. No. I never thought that he is so learned, genius. And the thing is, because he is a genius, he never knows about the material world, the development of material world. He is not attached. He is not attracted by the material world. So the same Sukadeva, he went in the forest, and when he was also in the forest, he heard birds and beasts and human beings, they were repeating verses, slokams of Bhagavat. He thought, how could they repeat these? Yes, leaves and birds, they repeat. Where from the head of this? Yatha amritam tattva jivanam kalidhiriritam kalmasapaham sravanamangalam simadatatam bhavigunam chidde bhurida jana bhurida 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 bhurida. Now very nice shlokam. Now he came to his father. No, that my father wrote this. Let me go to my father. So he came to his father and begged his father, Father, I have heard all very fine slokas, which is a valuable sacred text you have written. I am anxious to listen. And you sit. Then he explained. I was for 7 days repeated. Bhagavad repeated to, this is the repeated to Parikshit Maharaj in Sukhatva. This is the second sitting. Third sitting is Sutta Goswami who held this in Manisaranya, 60,000 essays narrated. This is how. Third sitting is, and after that, we see every man, said Bhagavad. The story of Bhagavad. Tomorrow, see what he did. Thank you.